World News, they had something even more brilliant. They actually had these sixth graders record questions they wanted to ask their older selves. So all these, you know, sixth graders had a list of questions. They recorded them. And those kids, when they were graduating from high school, got to watch the recordings of themselves asking questions. And now they had to answer questions from their younger selves. It was brilliant. I mean, it was fascinating to watch. 7 o'clock on the nose. Let's check our news.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. A vigil in Washington, D.C. for a young couple gunned down outside a Jewish museum. Yaron Lischinsky had planned to propose to Sarah Milgram in Jerusalem next week. A vigil was also held in Kansas, where Milgram grew up. Rabbi Zalman Teichtel.
Sarah was a real people's person. She enjoyed people. There's a void in the world right now because a beautiful smile is no longer with us.
The suspected gunman has now been charged with murder. CBS's Anna Schechter.
Investigators do not believe that the specific victims were targeted, but rather anyone who was at that Jewish museum was potentially a target.
A top music executive and a former metal band drummer are among at least three people killed when their small plane crashed in a residential neighborhood in San Diego early yesterday.
We ran outside and saw just sparks flying up and tried to make sure everybody was okay. It was very, very scary.
Investigators say there was heavy fog in the area when the plane hit a power line and spread fuel that lit more than a dozen homes and several cars on fire. A federal judge has extended an order blocking President Trump's plans for reshaping the government with mass layoffs. CBS's Stacey Lynn has details.
The order issued by Judge Susan Ilston of California affects tens of thousands of employees at 22 agencies, including the Departments of Housing and Urban Development, State Treasury, and Veterans Affairs. She said the president wasn't following the laws set by Congress for restructuring the government.
Police in Ohio searching for four inmates who broke out of a minimum security prison near Columbus last night. WNBS TV's Kiara Lake.
So we actually learned from officers here that they were able to escape by smashing through a window and getting out. And I've been seeing people walk into work this morning, and I imagine a lot of conversations are going to be had about how this was allowed to happen.
Police are still searching for 5 of 10 inmates who escaped from a New Orleans prison a week ago today at the University of Maryland.
You're all here to listen to a frog in a very tiny cap and gown give a commencement speech.
Kermit the Frog sent graduates on their way with words of wisdom.
Life's like a movie. Write your own ending. Keep believing. Keep pretending. You've all done just what you set out to do, and you're just getting started.
Kermit's creator, the late Jim Henson, graduated from UMD in 1960. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. It's a statewide honor today for a longtime Racine rep. Governor Tony Evers has ordered flags to fly at half-staff statewide today to honor former state representative James Rooney. The tribute recognizes Rooney's decades of service to the state and his hometown. Rooney was a 1953 graduate of St. Cat's, a lifetime member of the Racine Yacht Club, an Army veteran, and holder of several public offices. A massive Christian burial is being celebrated today at St. Joseph Catholic Church. Rooney passed away May 3rd at the age of 89. The Kenosha County school aide charged with numerous child sex crimes is competent to stand trial. There will only be one trial now for Anna Crocker, with Racine County yesterday allowing charges there to be refiled in Kenosha County so that charges from both jurisdictions can be tried at the same time. A competency review was ordered earlier this year at the defense's request. Crocker faces a total of 12 felony charges across both cases in both counties. She was an educational assistant at Riverview Elementary in Silver Lake. After voters rejected a $2.25 million referendum this spring, the Raymond School District is making some adjustments. Find out how that district is dealing with cutbacks online. Read all about it at RacineCountyEye.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
Progressive presents Employee of the Month. Small Business Edition. Today's recipient from Michaela's Mobile Spa, Michaela. Michaela got a quick business insurance quote from Progressive and chose from over 30 customizable coverages. Sure, it helps she's her only employee and does literally everything. But while others would rest on their laurels, Michaela was hard at work saving big. So take that, hypothetical other employee who doesn't exist. Be your own Michaela. See if you could save in as little as 7 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Coverage is not available in all states or for all vehicles and coverage selections.
The Brewers get the win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Despite a 1 hour and 50 minute rain delay, the Brewers held on to beat the Pirates 8-5 last night in Pittsburgh. Christian Yelich, who was 0-15, connected his first time up on FanDuel Wisconsin.
Hits one in the air to left. Back is Pham. Still back at the notch, and it is going to be gone. It's a home run for Christian Yelich. And the Brewers jump out in front, 3-0.
Yelich with two home runs, Joey Ortiz with another, Aaron Savalier able to start, and Brewers right-hand pitcher Carlos Rodriguez awarded the win, Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
Yeah, Carlos deserves a lot, and Savalier gave us 70-some pitches and feels good with some experience. Joey Ortiz, but Yelich with the two homers, that's just so big.
NFL, the Packers wrapping up a week of off-season workouts. On Monday, Jordan Love will be in Milwaukee to throw out the first pitch at the Brewers game. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
We have a pretty nice Memorial Day weekend coming up. Plenty of sunshine. Highs will be in the mid to upper 50s here through the weekend. Today, partly cloudy with a high of 54 this afternoon. Tonight, down to 42. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 55. We'll get to 57 on Sunday and Monday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature, 44.
No one wants a salad. We have to be tricked into eating salad. You want a salad? No, no. You can go to the salad bar. Bar? Is there going to be booze and women there? I don't understand the appeal of the salad bar. I go out to dinner so I don't have to make my own food. Why do I want to make my own salad? Here's our salad bar, and over there's our dishwashing bar. The kids can wash all the dishes they want. That's a good deal. You ever see the items they have at the salad bar? They got lettuce, tomatoes, a tub of chocolate pudding. Who's putting chocolate pudding on their salad? What is this, Fear Factor?
See me walking down the street, and I start to cry each time we meet. Walk on by, walk on by. Make believe you don't see the tears, just let me grieve in private, 'cause each time I see you, I break down and cry. Walk on by.
Stop.
Walk on by.
1964, the year for Dionne Warwick, Walk On By. Local news, timeless hits right here at WRJN. Well, some people get a little crazy with the customizations when ordering delivery, but no one has done anything like this extreme before. This guy named Greg went viral for placing a very strange order from McDonald's through delivery service. He ordered a triple cheeseburger, but had everything removed. So no ketchup, no mustard, no pickle, no onions, no cheese, no bun, and no meat. He says he wanted to see what would happen. Believe it or not, the order still was wrong. When Greg opened the bag, which was sealed for freshness, there was just an empty box inside, a box for a Deluxe McCrispy. He said, I ordered the triple cheeseburger, not a McCrispy. Anyway, Greg paid $20 for his nothing burger. The triple cheeseburger was $5.39, even with everything removed. There was a $3 service fee, 42 cents tax, and he tipped the driver $11, which was kind of nice. But he still got the order wrong. They gave him the wrong box. It's 712 at WRJN Local News. Timeless hits, sunny weather today, tomorrow, Sunday, Monday, Memorial Day. Right now, some clouds, 42 degrees right here at Radio Park. We've got some tickets to give away to Legally Blonde coming up in just a few minutes right here at WRJN. Right now, the Super Supremes. You keep me hanging on. Local news, timeless hits here at WRJN. Three hit versions of that song, by the way. Supremes had the original 1966 Vanilla Fudge, had a big rock version of the song. And then in the 80s, Kim Wilde had another big hit version, kind of a current version of You Keep Me Hanging On. All right, here's an example of a lemon and making lemonade out of it. Pro athletes can write off any fines they get from their leagues as tax deductions. So if a player gets fined $100,000, that's a write-off. That's pretty good, huh? I like that. I don't want to get fined $100,000, but if I do, nice to know it's a write-off. All right, coming up in just a moment here, Legally Blonde tickets from the Racine Theater Guild. First, here's Brian Hyland.
Though we gotta say goodbye for the summer, darling, I promise you this, I'll send you all my love every day. Sealed with a kiss, guess it's gonna be a cold, lonely summer.
write love letters anymore, but back in the olden days, when they did write love letters, they used to write swack at the bottom of the letter. Remember that? Sealed with a kiss, swack? You don't remember that, huh? Do you remember writing a love letter? Not a text message, but not something on Facebook to somebody. A love letter. They don't write those anymore, do they? All right, 718, local news, tablets, hits at WRJN. We've got tickets to give away now to Legally Blonde. It runs through June 1st at the Racine Theater Guild. Now, this is you've seen the movie, maybe, the non-musical version. Elle Woods is totally head over heels in love with Warner Huntington III, can hear wedding bells chime, and until, of course, he dumps her so he can attend Harvard Law. Determined to win him back, Ellie ditches fashion magazines for law books and gets accepted to Harvard as well. Tackling stereotypes, statutes, and scandals, she defies expectations and proves herself to the world in this fabulously fun and inspiring musical. Big Broadway smash hit, Legally Blonde. Well, I got a pair of tickets right now waiting for you for the Saturday, May 31st performance at 7:30 p.m. If you haven't won anything in the past 60 days, give me a call right now. 262-634-9756. 262-634-WRJN. 262-634-9756. When the phone lines light up, we will plunk down on one and give him a pair of tickets to go see Legally Blonde at the Racine Theater Guild Saturday, May 31st at 7:30. Hi, what's your first name?
Melissa.
What's your first name?
Melissa.
Melissa. Hi, Melissa. How are you this morning?
I am fantastic this morning. How are you?
Good. Now, you just want a pair of tickets to go see Legally Blonde, May 31st at the Racine Theater Guild. Very good. The people who saw it and got back to me said it's just a knockout, and I can't wait to see it. My tickets are for May 31st in the afternoon.
Fantastic.
Us old people can't stay up late, so we got to go in the afternoon.
That's understandable.
Or we'll doze off. I have dozed off in the middle of shows before. I was at the Fireside.
You have not.
Yes, I have. I was at the Fireside Theater. And we had a nighttime, and that's out in Fort Atkinson. I was doing morning somewhere. And we went to go see Thoroughly Modern Millie, the musical. And my wife and I were so tired, we dozed off in the middle of the show. At intermission, we left. We were like, I hope we weren't snoring. But, I mean, we just fell asleep.
No.
All right. Hold on the line. Hold on the line, Melissa. Hold on. Don't go anywhere. Don't go anywhere. 7:20 local news, timeless hits at WRJN. Time now for Pete with the Beat.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The migration from the silver screen to Broadway continues, and Tom Hanks is the latest to journey to the stage. The role in the play, titled This World of Tomorrow, shouldn't be too difficult for the Hollywood good guy to handle. The material is based on his short stories. The show opens this coming fall in New York. Hanks joins other big screen stars who've made the jump to New York stages, including Denzel Washington, George Clooney, and Bob Odenkirk. Speaking of Denzel Washington, if you're a red carpet photographer, make sure you do not touch his arm. The two-time Oscar winner was in Cannes promoting the film Highest to Lowest that he starred in and Spike Lee directed. Washington was making his way up the red carpet when a photographer asked if he could get a picture and actually grabbed Washington's arm. Washington got in his face and apparently was not in the mood to be touched and said stop it repeatedly. The photographer made the right decision and stopped, as opposed to messing with the equalizer. Good decision. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
At WRJN, we're looking forward to joining you at events all summer in downtown Racine. From Hot Harbor Nights to Music on the Monument, First Fridays, and more, we'd love to meet you face-to-face. When we meet up, spin the WRJN prize wheel for fun summer stuff and sign up for our weekly newsletter. Summer goes by fast, so we're planning on taking advantage of all the events downtown. Hope to see you there this week.
Live, Black and White, 7:25. Local news, timeless hits here at WRJN. Time for a bit of a history lesson. When do you think France stopped executing people by the guillotine? What do you think? 1700s? 1800s? France didn't stop executing people with the guillotine until September of 1977. To put it another way, they were still executing people by guillotine when the original Star Wars came out. Who would have thunk it? Time for the rest of the story from Paul Harvey, sponsored every day by the Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha, 75th Street and 30th Avenue. Kenosha's family tradition for stunning customized floral arrangements, homemade candles, and premium chocolates. Paul, in just 30 seconds.
When words aren't enough, say it with flowers from Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha. From breathtaking bouquets to elegant arrangements, they create floral designs for birthdays, anniversaries, weddings, and every special moment in between. Complete your gift with DeBrand truffles or a signature Carrie's candle with scents like Wisconsin Northwoods, Ocean Breeze, or Mom's Home. Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha. Enter the spacious parking lot from 75th Street just west of 30th Avenue. Open until 7 p.m. weeknights and 2 p.m. on Saturdays.
The rest of the story. Ed Stratemeyer had been cheated out of a childhood. As a small boy, his time was occupied mostly by reading and studying. After eighth grade, he dropped out of school and got a job. At 27, he was still working in his brother's tobacco shop. Friends more fortunate had already gone on to college, had their adventures, had pursued professions. But there was Ed, precisely where it seemed he had always been, behind the counter of somebody else's establishment, giving his life to somebody else's dream. And so it was on a slow, dull, gray afternoon in 1889 that Ed Stratemeyer, utterly frustrated and longing for what he knew would never be his, tore a big sheet of brown wrapping paper from the roll. He took a pencil and began to write a story. The words tumbled freely from his imagination to form the tale of a young man's success, the sort of success that Ed was certain that he would never capture for himself. The story was called Victor Horton's Idea. When it was finished, Ed sent the brown wrapping paper manuscript to a boys' magazine in Philadelphia. Weeks later, he received a letter from an editor informing him that his story had been accepted. And enclosed was a check for $75. That was six times what Ed earned per week in his brother's tobacco store, and so an author was born. But this is the rest of the story. Ed wrote and sold more stories in the months that followed. Eventually, he was hired as an editor for the juvenile publisher Street & Smith. There he might have stayed for the rest of his life, writing an occasional dime novel for his own amusement, had real-life history not intervened. For in 1898, in the progress of the Spanish-American War, Admiral George Dewey steamed into Manila Bay, seizing front pages and imaginations nationwide. It was Ed Stratemeyer's story about the victorious Admiral Dewey. Now remember this. It was Stratemeyer's story about the victorious Admiral and about two boys who had stowed away on the Commodore's flagship. It was that story that transformed Ed from an anonymous literary dreamer into the most successful adventure author of his or perhaps anybody else's time. The thrill-packed novel, Under Dewey at Manila, sailed through four printings. Publishers begged Ed for more stories like it, and they got more. Dictating 7,500 words from 9 to 5 each day, Ed Stratemeyer managed to produce more than 1,300 books throughout his profitable career. He used a lot of pen names, both masculine and feminine. That accounts for the fact that you do not recognize his own real one. But the immortal characters he created have long since become a part of our vernacular. Heroes and heroines with names like Tom Swift and Nancy Drew, the Bobbsey Twins, the Hardy Boys, and dozens more. None of whom might ever have come to life in the first place had Ed Stratemeyer not written an adventure novel called Under Dewey at Manila. Well, now it can be told. When Dewey surprised the world in 1898, defeating the Spanish at Manila Bay, Ed Stratemeyer had just finished his story, his fiction, his novel about a couple of imaginary stowaways on a battleship. But the publisher was impressed with the coincidental similarities between what Ed had written as fiction and what Dewey had accomplished as fact. And hoping to ride the crest of this public fascination, the publisher changed the title of Ed's novel accordingly and then sent it out not as fiction, but as fact. Not as a book, but as news. And now you know the rest.
rest of the story.
Another rest of the story coming up with Dan Marcus, 1205 today at WRJN. We're talking movies coming up in just a few minutes with Brett Hoffman from Marcus Theaters. But first,
local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
It's 7:30 on the noggin right now. Time to check our local news. Once again, here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Oak Creek and Kenosha County are set to become home to two new natural gas power plants from We Energies. It follows unanimous approval from the Public Service Commission of Wisconsin. The utility says the projects, which will break ground this year, are part of a broader plan to replace aging plants and invest in cleaner energy sources. We Energies claims the Oak Creek plant will significantly cut carbon emissions, but critics from environmental groups say the decision locks Wisconsin into decades of fossil fuel use. The addition is expected to help feed power into Microsoft's Racine County data center. Flags across Wisconsin will be flown at half-staff today, honoring a longtime state rep from Racine. Earlier this month, former state representative James Rooney passed away. Governor Tony Evers signed an executive order ordering the flag tribute for today, the same day in which services will be held in his memory. Rooney passed away May 3rd at the age of 89. People in Kenosha might be interested in one recent action in Madison. There's an attempt to delineate the line between a riot and a protest. Joanne Krulatz has more.
The legislation received significant opposition earlier this month in the State Assembly's Judiciary Committee and was not given a committee vote on Wednesday. Democrats Ryan Clancy of Milwaukee and Andrew Heisel of Sun Prairie were pleased, calling the bill legal overreach that could be used against legitimate protests. The bill's author, Two Rivers Republican Shay Sortwell, accused them of falsely claiming the bill was pulled from Wednesday's agenda when a vote hadn't officially been scheduled. Committee Chair Representative Ron Tussler told WisPolitics in a statement that the bill, in its current form, has constitutional common sense and enforcement issues and will not receive a vote until those are addressed.
And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
Wisconsin dairy farmers, get ready. Starting June 1st, the way your milk check is calculated gets changed. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a finally Friday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. That's when the changes proposed to the federal milk marketing order go into effect. Leonard Polzin is a dairy economist at UW River Falls and is a dairy extension specialist. He explains what he hopes the changes to the federal milk marketing order mean for Wisconsin dairies in the long run.
When we do the math and calculate it all the way through, at the end of the day, we're still initially in this first month here at a negative, but the hope is all of these other adjustments will make it less negative, and that over time, through, you know, these market incentives, again, of pooling more milk, we can hopefully get more premiums back, we can have less negative PPDs, and that as we go on, we can see greater or higher milk prices than what we would see otherwise.
There you have it. Dr. Leonard Polzin, he's a University Extension Dairy Specialist at UW River Falls, painting a bit of a picture on what Wisconsin dairy farmers should be aware of beginning June 1st when those federal milk marketing order changes go into effect. Well, yesterday in Chicago, commodities stayed fairly firm. Numbers are next.
Don't let sick calves get you down and drain your profits. Get your calves up and moving with BioVet's Calf Electrolyte. Our Baselite product contains balanced electrolytes for restoring and maintaining proper fluid levels in scouring calves. Baselite also provides additional energy to support recovery. It's easy to mix, and calves are easy to drink it down to the last drop. Learn more about Baselite at bio-vet.com.
Innovation.
When it's time to choose a residual herbicide for your soybeans, you need broad-spectrum weed control that lasts. Zidua Pro and Zidua SC herbicides by BASF give your crop up to 2 more weeks of residual weed control, providing 50% more control than other Group 15 residuals. The long-lasting herbicide portfolio protects your soybeans from even the toughest weeds while providing a steady growing environment for the entire season. Talk to your retailer today about adding Zidua Pro and Zidua SC herbicides to your 2025 plan. Always read and follow label directions.
Well, traders are obviously looking forward to the Memorial Weekend. Remember, no trading on Monday. On the close yesterday in Chicago, July corn finished 2 cents stronger. December new crop down to 453 and a quarter. Soybeans for July were up about a nickel. November new crop up 3 at 1055 and a quarter. July wheat on Thursday closed 4¾ cents lower, 544 and a half. As far as the dairy complex, barrel cheese on Thursday up 0.75 cents at 187. 40-pound block cheese up a penny and a quarter at 194 and three quarters. AA butter was up to 236 and a quarter per pound. There's a quick market update. I'm Pam Yonke.
This report sponsored by the City of Marinette, home of the Queen Marinette Run the River Powerboat Races June 7th and 8th. More details at fishonmarinette.com.
Mark your calendars for heart-pumping, exhilarating action at the 2025 Queen Marinette's Run the River Powerboat Races in Marinette, Wisconsin on June 7th and 8th. The action will be nonstop as these high-octane boats reach speeds of over 105 miles per hour. Races kick off on Saturday and Sunday at 12:30 p.m. and run throughout the day. Free for the whole family, this is the perfect summertime weekend getaway. For more information, head to fishonmarinette.com and click on the events page.
We have a pretty nice Memorial Day weekend coming up. Plenty of sunshine. Highs will be in the mid to upper 50s here through the weekend. Today, partly cloudy with a high of 54 this afternoon. Tonight, down to 42. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 55. We'll get to 57 on Sunday and Monday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature, 44.
I'm completely convinced there's aliens. My brothers say no, they're very scientific about it. I go, well, what if they're just smarter than us, and that's why we don't know they're here? Like fish don't know we're up here, but we're certainly snagging them whenever the hell we feel like it. I go, I bet if we drain the ocean, we'd find like 20 trillion tiny posters of pictures of fish that just say, missing. That one took you guys a while. Some people really weren't in sync on that. Because I bet every time we catch a fish, the mother fish were just swimming around going, hey, wait a minute. Where'd Bill go? And you know when we throw Bill back, the other fish do not believe his story about where he was.
Hoffman for Marcus Theaters here, and a very good morning to you. I was going to call you Mark. Brett, what's going on with me? Good morning, Brett. Good to see you. Good to talk
to you. Good morning, Don. Good to be on.
I don't know what's going on with me. I had my five-hour energy this morning. I should be good. All right. It's the start of the summer season, and it all started with a little movie called Jaws in 1975, and we're going to start off with a little fun fact I found out. Do you remember the two kids in the movie Jaws who started a panic? They had a fake cardboard fin. Remember that scene?
I remember a few scenes on the beach. All right.
Yeah, this was they were starting they were in a pond and they were starting a big ruckus. They had a fake fin and they came up to the surface and they said, "He did it. He made me do it." Well, that little kid is now an adult. His name is Jonathan Searle, and he is now the police chief in Martha's Vineyard, where the movie generally takes place. So he's the real Chief Brody now, and he was in that scene in Jaws, and now he's the chief of police in that town where it supposedly takes place. I thought that was a fun fact. I don't know.
It's interesting. It's very interesting because Jaws kicked off. We're going to talk about big summer movies.
Yeah.
And Jaws was released in June 50 years ago, June 20th, 50 years ago, and it's the reason we have the summer blockbuster scene that we're looking forward to, and that's because they took a chance on this movie, they distributed different from anyone else, they put it out a lot of runs, they did a lot of TV advertising, and man, did it pay off, and we've never looked back since at the movies.
All right, so let's kick it off with what you claim is going to be the number one film of the Memorial Day weekend.
That's right. Not just the number one film of this Memorial Day weekend. This is likely going to be the biggest film of any Memorial Day weekend ever at the box office, and collectively will be the best Memorial Day weekend box office with both of these two films we're going to talk about that are combining this weekend. The first one is from Disney, and it is Lilo and Stitch, rated PG, clocking in at 1 hour, 48 minutes. This is a live-action remake of the animated film that was originally released in 2002, and this is going to be big. They're predicting $165+ million over the weekend, so that will overtake, potentially, Top Gun Maverick's position, which was previously the top Memorial Day weekend movie, which made $160 million. What can I say about Lilo and Stitch? It's a great story. It's the story about a Hawaiian girl who befriends this cute, lovable blue alien to help mend her fragmented family. If you know the story, Lilo is cute, but he also Lilo is cute as the girl in the movie. Stitch, as the alien, is cute too, but also chaotic, and I think that's part of the appeal. This movie just attracts everyone, and it attracts not only kids, but attracts all the people that grew up with Lilo and Stitch, because it's been 23 years since its last release. So we're looking for this one to be very, very big. Crowds came out yesterday for the premiere showings.
Really?
Everybody is loving it.
Wow.
Get your tickets now. It's the hot ticket, and it's going to be busy this Memorial Day weekend. Looking at the weather, it doesn't look that great. So pick some time to come out. Come see a movie. We're warm inside, and this will be the number one movie of the weekend.
Is it because it's only an hour and 48 minutes, so they get more showings in over a 2.5 hour movie? Or is it just that more people, more bodies are going to come in?
Well, a lot of movies average 2 hours. This one just has mass appeal. There's something in it for everyone. And, you know, it's a great, you can bring anyone of any age to this movie. So it crosses, it checks a lot of boxes that way. And it's just a loving, fun, adorable film. Frankly, Stitch gained popularity. When the movie first came out, it did well at the box office. But with everything they've been doing with this Stitch character, with things on Disney Plus, with things in the theme parks, he's really developed a following over the past 20-plus years. And let me tell you, people love him. And if you go to see the movie, you're not going to be disappointed. It's a fun, lovable movie for anyone to see.
I was telling you before we went on the air, there's a guy who works here named Dakota. And he said to me, are you going to see the new Lilo and Stitch film this weekend? I said, I hadn't planned on ever seeing it. I didn't realize it had such big box office appeal. What do I know? I'm the guy who wouldn't invest in the Super Mario's movie. I wouldn't invest in the Minecraft movie. So what do I know? I pick a lot of duds. But okay. And it's hard to believe that it's going to beat the next film we're going to talk about.
That's right. If you took any other Memorial Day weekend and this movie is released, it would probably be number one or close to number one. Unfortunately, Tom Cruise is going against a lovable blue alien this weekend because Tom Cruise is back in Mission Impossible, The Final Reckoning. It's rated PG-13, and this one clocks in at just under 3 hours, 2 hours and 49 minutes. And it will be second at the box office. It will do very well. And this is the last Mission Impossible. At least that's what they're telling us for now. And since it's likely is, we're getting our money's worth with so many stunts that are coming in for about 3 hours. Tom Cruise, of course, doing all those stunts on his own as Ethan Hunt. As the story goes, he and the Impossible Mission Force team, they must continue their search for this terrifying AI entity. And they really have to figure out and traverse the globe and find that and stop it, actually, from worldwide domination. So it's a typical Mission Impossible-type plot. Tom Cruise is going to be amazing in this. You've seen him from the trailers, hanging off biplanes, jumping out of planes, doing all kinds of crazy stunts like he usually does. And he doesn't leave anything on the table in this one. They knew they were going out, and they're going out with a bang. So if you've seen any of the Mission Impossibles, if you haven't seen any of the Mission Impossibles, it doesn't matter. This is an action movie, and Tom is just simply great and really has a passion for this. So this is another great movie to check out this weekend.
You claim Lilo and Stitch is going to be the number one Memorial Day film of all time. I'm looking at the list here you sent me. It's very hard for me to read it because it's very, very tiny. Us old people can't. We need readers. Let's go over the list here. The number one film is, what'd you say, Top Gun Maverick. That's the number one Memorial Day holiday film, right?
Top Gun Maverick. It was released in 2022, $160.5 million. Lilo and Stitch right now, it's probably, people are saying around $165 million plus. It could do more. So it looks like it will edge out Top Gun Maverick. Of course, we'll have to see what you know, the weekend yields. But who'd have thought? Tom Cruise being beaten twice here. So his record for more of the weekend will go down. And also he's being beaten just for the weekend alone in Lilo and Stitch versus Mission Impossible.
Let's see. Pirates of the Caribbean, number two. Indiana Jones and the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull was number three. You got an Indiana Jones film coming up in June. You're going to run the one with Sean Connery on the big screen, which we're going to.
Yep, we'll be back. We'll be bringing back The Last Crusade. Yep.
X-Men, number four. Number five is The Little Mermaid. Now, this is the original animated film, right?
That's actually the live-action remake.
Oh, this is the remake. Okay.
Yeah, so that's actually the live-action remake from 2023. So if you look at it, Top Gun Maverick, Pirates of the Caribbean at World's End, Indiana Jones, The Crystal Skull, X-Men United all the way back from 2006, and The Little Mermaid from 2023. Those are your previous top Memorial Day weekend movies, but this will be, when you look at Mission Impossible and Lilo and Stitch, the biggest Memorial Day weekend ever. So great way to kick off summer.
All right, number six was Fast and Furious, number 43. No, number six, actually. Aladdin. Now, is this the original or the remake?
That is the remake with Will Smith.
Really?
With Will Smith in 2019. Yep.
X-Men, Days of Future Past, which was the title of a Moody Blues album once, Days of Future Past. The Hangover Part 2, not number one, but two, came in number nine. And Star Wars, what is that? It's not. I can't read
that's this. Solo. That was the Solo movie.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the standalone Solo movie. So.
We're going to take a sneak preview of some summer films coming up in just a moment, talking to Brett Hoffman and Marcus Theaters right here at WRJN Local News Timeless Hits. We're looking for sunny weather today, tomorrow, Sunday, and Monday. Right now, cloudy, 42 degrees right here at Radio Park.
Start your long holiday weekend with big savings at WRJN Big Deals. Our Memorial Day weekend sale is on through Monday. Take an extra 15% off your entire order at checkout. No coupon code needed. Shop, save, and support your favorite local businesses with discounted gift certificates, perfect for summer fun. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and start saving today with WRJN Big Deals.
Are you a full-time caregiver in need of a break? Our Harmony Club provides engaging and affordable respite care programs for seniors with Alzheimer's, dementia, Parkinson's, or those facing social isolation. For 6 hours a day, your loved one will enjoy music, movement, and social connections while you get the time to rest and recharge. These dedicated volunteers create a warm, supportive community where seniors thrive. Find joy, friendship, and care at Our Harmony Club, serving Racine, Kenosha, and Walworth counties. Visit ourharmonyclub.org to learn more.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
As you plan your Memorial Day gathering, be sure to pick up an O&H Danish Bakery Red, White, and Blue Kringle. It has a fabulous filling blend of York County cherries, smooth cream cheese, and Michigan blueberries. It's a crowd pleaser for sure. And while there, be sure to pick up several O&H Bavarian bee stings. These crisp elephant ears are bursting with smooth Bavarian cream and hand-dipped in rich chocolate. Have a great Memorial Day gathering with delicious treats from O&H Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
The Racine Raiders return home on Saturday, March 24th for 90s night at historic Horlick Field. The Raiders are winners of 30 straight games and look to extend that streak against their rivals from the South, the Illinois Cowboys. The Raiders will honor the 1995 National Championship team and play great music from the 90s all night long. The Raiders, Saturday, May 24th at 7 p.m. at historic Horlick Field. Be there.
Brett Hoffman from Marcus Theaters joining us at his, on his usual Friday get-together. This is the start of the summer season, and we've got a whole bunch of movies coming out. Why don't we run through some of the list here for have for us?
Yeah, we are going strong. Biggest Memorial Day weekend ever coming up. And then let me tell you, this summer is action-packed. Just looking at the action category alone, when we get into June 6th, we are getting into the movie called Ballerina. This stars Ana de Armas. It is a spinoff of the John Wick series, and Keanu Reeves is also in this one. Released by Lionsgate Pictures. If you've seen any of the John Wick movies, I've seen some of this footage. It's as out of control and awesome as you could think. Every one of those action scenes from John Wick, that's the kind of thing you're going to go see in Ballerina. And then the summer just keeps going on and on. A movie I'm really looking forward to on 627 is F1. So this is a movie where Brad Pitt plays a Formula One driver. They actually put cameras in actual Formula One cars during races to get footage from this movie. The footage looks spectacular, and it will be great on the big screen. And that's good because the next week.
Before you do the next week, F1, I'm looking through your list here, is the only original action movie opening up. All the rest are sequels and remakes. Isn't that something? F1's the only original one, I think, right?
That's right, of the action genre.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right, then Jurassic World Rebirth. You talked about a kind of a sequel, but this one will be good. Kind of a reboot from the last couple series that you saw, and this one is going to be great with Scarlett Johansson. The plot of this one is they're actually going back to one of the original Jurassic Park research facilities. And this is where they left the dinosaurs that were just too dangerous for the park. So they're going to try to go back and find some of these dinosaurs for medical research. And Scarlett Johansson needs to lead the group towards that. So Jurassic World Rebirth, that will be July 4th. And then we roll into a bunch of other fun movies. James Gunn is directing the new Superman movie from WB. And this time, for the first time on screen, we're going to see Krypton, his dog. So everyone should enjoy watching Superman and his dog. We roll through for another Marvel movie at the end of July, which is Fantastic Four, The First Steps. So when you look at action, there is just a ton there to see. And let me tell you, in previous summers, we've also been short on animated and family films. There is no shortage of animated and family films. And the one that will come out after Lilo and Stitch, I have already seen. I can't tell you everything about it, but I can tell you How to Train Your Dragon is coming back in a live-action remake. Gerald Butler stars in this one, and it is spectacular. Everyone loves the original animated How to Train Your Dragon films. Think of all these scenes of dragons in the air and just sprawling panoramic vistas of the skyline. That is what How to Train Your Dragon is. That comes out on 6/13. Pixar's got a movie called Elio about a boy that meets aliens in outer space. That's coming out on the 20th of June. And then in July, we roll into the Smurfs movie. They're coming back. And on 8/1, we have The Bad Guys 2, which is the animated series from Universal that did very, very well its first time out. So much there, and we even got a live-action family film. Lindsay Lohan and Jamie Lee Curtis are back in Freakier Friday. That is coming out in August. That is a sequel to a movie that's almost 20 years old, Freaky Friday. So when you look at that, look at all the action, look at all the movies for families coming out, it is going to be a big summer. We always say it, but on paper, this one looks absolutely tremendous.
And you're even bringing back the original Jaws.
That's right. So look forward to Labor Day weekend. Plans are right now to end the summer with the original Jaws. And isn't that fitting? The movie that started out the summer blockbuster 50 years ago will be the movie that caps it off at the end of 2025.
Wow. All right. A ton of movies coming out here, and they all look good, too. Yeah, I'm looking at the list here, some of the things we didn't mention. Wow. All right. I'm excited. What can I tell you? I got some interesting kind of trivia fun facts for you. In four of the five movies nominated for Best Adapted Screenplay in the 2011 Oscars, a character lost their arm in 127 Hours, Toy Story 3, True Grit, and Winter's Bone. The fifth movie, The Social Network, nobody lost an arm in that film and won the Oscar. What's the lesson here? Keep everybody's arms up. Don't let anybody lose their arms. All right, here's another fun fact. In the movie The Godfather, there's a word you'll never hear. Mafia. They didn't put it in the film. It was part of a deal with the producers, with the mafia, to get their support for the production, not to talk about the mafia. So they never mentioned that in the movie. You know what's also never mentioned? It was with this one, too, and I'm trying to remember what it was now. The other day we mentioned it. Another word that was never mentioned in a movie, and I can't think of it, and I'll think of it in a minute as soon as you hang up, and I'll get it then. There was another movie didn't mention a word. All right, let's talk about the senior proms. They're all coming up right now. Expensive time of year for parents. Entertainment Weekly put together a list of movies with iconic prom scenes in it. No particular order for this. Footloose. That was a big scene in the movie when he says, "Let's dance." Because remember, it was all about a town that didn't allow dancing. Kevin Bacon. Fast Times at Ridgemont High. Another good one. American Pie. Back to the Future. That was a key scene because he had to get his parents to meet and dance at the senior prom. Remember that? He was hands were vanishing. His photos, picture of his siblings was vanishing, and he finally got his parents together at the senior prom. What was it called? Under the Sea or something like that? Do you remember that?
The Enchantment Under the Sea.
Under the Sea. That was it. But I think the most iconic prom scene ever was the wildest. You know which one I'm talking about?
Oh, I don't. Which one?
It's the wildest. Carrie with Sissy Spacek and John Travolta with his pig blood. And she sets the place on fire, burns down the entire gymnasium. People die. And that was the senior prom in Carrie. That was pretty intense. That was a good movie, Carrie. They remade it. How did the remake do? Do you remember that?
It did okay. Obviously, that's a classic movie. That's one of the most classic movies when you think about it. So, from a horror movie standpoint.
All right, here's something that really upset me when I read it. Do you remember the original voice for Snow White was a woman named Adriana Caselletti? That was her name. She was the original voice of Snow White in the 1930s original. She was not credited for the role because Disney had a rule at that time where voice actors got no credit in animated movies to preserve the magic. She was paid $970 to voice the movie. That's about $22,000 today. She doesn't have any roles after that because Disney blocked her from doing any other acting so audiences wouldn't recognize her voice. Could you imagine pulling that stunt today, blocking somebody from doing any other acting for the rest of their career? Because they didn't want people to recognize her voice. It was kind of dirty pool, wasn't it? I thought so. Anyway, there's one more thing I have here. And this, we got through your list, right? I didn't want to.
Yep.
Okay,
we're all set with me.
This is Ranker.com put together the greatest dog characters in movies of all time. These are the greatest dogs. They left one off, by the way, which I can't believe, but they did. Toto from The Wizard of Oz. Lady from Lady and the Tramp. Tramp from Lady and the Tramp. Clifford the Big Red Dog. Pluto, Goofy, Scooby-Doo, and number one was Snoopy from the Charlie Brown movies. Which dog was left off the list? The greatest dog ever. Actually, two of them, Rin Tin Tin and Lassie. How did they leave Lassie off that list?
Maybe. Is it a movie list or just a television list?
No, it's greatest dog performers of all time.
Yeah, how did Lassie not get on there?
Well, they had Lady and the Tramp. They had Toto from The Wizard of Oz.
Yeah.
I mean, how do you leave off Lassie off that list? All right, quick review. Two films opening up this weekend to kick off the holiday summer Memorial Day weekend, and they are?
The biggest Memorial Day weekend ever. We'll go off with Lilo and Stitch, probably the number one Memorial Day weekend movie of all time. And Tom Cruise is back in Mission Impossible, The Final Reckoning. Go check it out. It is going to be a great weekend at your local theater.
Talk to you next Friday, my friend.
We'll see you. Have a great one.
You too. There you go. From Marcus Theaters, Brett Hoffman. It's exactly 8 o'clock on the nose. Let's check our news.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. New details on the small plane that crashed in a residential neighborhood in San Diego yesterday.
All right, that doesn't sound great, but we'll give it a go.
That was the pilot asking air traffic control about weather conditions at the time. Investigators say it was foggy when the plane hit a power line and set more than a dozen homes on fire. Half of the six people on board are confirmed dead. CBS's Carter Evans.
The music agency Sound and Talent Group said three of its employees died, including co-founder Dave Shapiro. Authorities say no one on the ground was seriously injured, thanks to the military families who helped their neighbors escape the flames.
Memorial Day weekend's underway and lots of people are on the move. Odyssey New York's Amanda Alexander